morning show for zip codes that start with a 5. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
All right.
Star 102.5.
So, Colleen, let me ask you this. It's your wedding day all over again.
Okay.
You didn't get married the first time. This is your first
okay,
one.
First
this
one.
Is your first one. And you're walking down the aisle, and then you get to the end of the aisle, and the ceremony starts, and you get to the part of the vows, and that's when you realize, oh no, I'm missing part of my wedding dress. That's what happened to this woman. She didn't have any bridesmaids in her party, in her wedding party, and her wedding planner was helping seat people. So no one saw and no one made note that it was missing the back, the chiffon, the long chiffon part of the dress.
Oh, okay.
Is that the little...
It sounds
like the flowy
like the
part?
Bustle?
Maybe the bustle. It looks like she was wearing just sort of a very, very nice, elegant white formal gown.
Okay.
And then just didn't have like the flowy train almost.
Like maybe there was something extra she obviously added. Okay.
And so right before the vows, she notices this and then pauses the whole wedding.
Pause for a moment. I just realized when I got up to the end of the aisle that I'm missing half of my dress. Maybe I could put it on now. I'm not kidding. Two nights ago, I had a dream that I did this. That I walked down the aisle without it. I'm sure you guys have never been to a wedding like this before. Okay. We can resume.
Now, do you stop the wedding for that? Some are saying she did a great job in handling it with class and stuff like that.
Yes.
But I would have just gone with who cares.
Well, you say who cares, but as someone who tried on 30 different dresses.
We were aware.
Well,
you're only there for 12.
Spent a decent amount of time trying to find a dress that I loved and mm-hmm. I was excited about. You spend X amount of money on it. Some people obviously much more than others. And you have a look and a whole thing.
Okay.
I don't know. I might have said
something. You
might have
stopped it?
Yes.
All right.
At some point. And like her, I mean, I thought she handled it well. She had a sense of humor about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all of your pictures, you know? It's your pictures at the front.
Sure.
And you had a look you were going for. And I know that it's more about what is happening and your... starting a life with someone in front of all your friends and family.
Right.
But let's be honest, it became legal probably a few weeks, days before that. At some point, you actually got the marriage license.
Gotcha.
So this is a bit of a show. Mm-hmm. A wedding is a bit of a show.
That's right. Oh my goodness. It took you a while, but you finally have come around.
No, I've always understood that it was a bit of a show. I think the only argument is who wants it to be more of a show, but...
I think we know most of the time who's on that side.
Yeah, we know.
515-280-1025. I don't think we'll get many calls, but did you stop your wedding? Did you pause your wedding for something? Maybe you forgot something? Maybe something happened, or you didn't have part of your dress. I mean, we'll take if you stop your wedding altogether, like in the middle as well.
I'm
like, nope, I'm
this.
Bailing out.
Right? Yeah, I'm good.
But
certainly
did you
hear
press
that.
Pause in the middle of a wedding because something happened?
Okay. And what was going sideways?
Right.
I would say also if there was like a big distraction.
Sure.
I could see stopping the wedding, to get the distraction figured out.
Right. Like if all one pew falls and then they all fall in succession.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I mean, whatever it was.
We'll take that. What happened?
Oh, I didn't pause my wedding. I was at a wedding and the groom was saying the vows. And he was nervous, and so he fumbled the words just a little bit, and he was nervous. And after he got done, the bride looked at him and said, oh, you need to say this all over again. I'm not accepting that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh, are they still married? Are they still married?
No, they are not. I think they were around 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, what was the reaction from the audience when she said that?
Everybody kind of took a deep breath, and you could have heard a pin drop.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. And I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
Right.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
I just could not believe it.
It's like you can't look at it, but you can't look away.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh,
it was.
Yeah.
It was. It was like, is this really happening? It was really surreal.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Central Iowa's morning show since before there was a Wells Fargo Arena. Yeah. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, Star 102.5.